Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Ruth Lee from the Helper Museum Board. Ruth, pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you know, we're talking about an event that I'm really excited about coming here in the Castle Country. It's Helper Museum's Time Hop, Saturday, July 19th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Helper Museum. This is something that it really hasn't been done around here before, so I'm excited to see it. So for people who might not be familiar with it, what is this Time Hop?
Yeah, all of the museum board members, we have decided that we wanted to bring something new to the community. We're all going to dress up as members, you know, influential or just community builders from the past who have made Helper what it is today, just to kind of get involved and interacted with the guests that come through to make it more exciting, just an event to remember.
You know, it sounds like it is going to be an event to remember, because not very often do you, like, you'll hear the stories of Helper's past, you know, you'll hear about those influential people throughout it, but it's not very often you get to a chance to, quote unquote, interact with them, you know, interact with that past. So that's what really excites me about this. And again, coming up Saturday, July 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., so serving on the museum board, you know, this is something that you're not going to, you haven't seen very often around here. What kind of inspired you guys to pursue an event like this?
Just something new to bring people in, to get people involved and really know the knowledge and the history of Helper. We have such a colorful background that has made Helper the way that it is. And we want to really get involved in the members who built it to be that way.
You know, it's always exciting to see a new, fresh idea like this. So kind of behind the scenes, what's been planning it look like, you know, choosing what exhibits you want to bring to life? What's it been like trying to select that and prepare for this?
Yeah, that was a really hard one. A lot of people on the museum board were kind of going for the same things, and we kind of had to say, no, we got to spread it out. Everybody pick a different thing. So we're going to have actors on each floor, the basement, the first, second, and third floor, going through, you know, not just people, but even like rocks and minerals, maybe ghost stories, just a whole wide variety of things, so that we kind of hit on each subject and really try to get the people who come through something maybe they didn't even know about.
You know, I feel like it's important to highlight too, this is a free event. This is free to the community. Come in, but you guys are accepting donations because, you know, you want to help support the museum and help future events like this.
Yes, we want to keep going with future events like this. I think it's going to be a really fun turnout, but yes, all absolutely free. We will be serving drinks and ice cream as well. But, yep, we do accept cash and card donations.
Now, kind of breaking this down to an individual level, what excites you the most about this? You know, what's the most exciting part about Helper Museum's Time Hop?
I'm super excited. I can't wait to dress up. And there are a lot of things. I've been doing a lot of research on what I'm going to say and what I'm going to present to people. So I've been doing a lot of research on Helper's history, and there are quite a few things that I actually didn't know about, even growing up in Helper. So I think that's the most exciting part, just gaining more knowledge.
Now, kind of on the flip side of that coin, planning an event like this, I'm sure, is going to come with some challenges. What's been probably the biggest challenges you guys have had to overcome in the process of planning this event?
Just, you know, getting the correct outfits together, getting the correct information. We want to make sure that we're not going off topic on something that doesn't really make too much sense or doesn't really matter as much as the knowledge that we really want to put into people's brains, the inspiration we want to bring out of people so that Helper can keep going in the same direction that it's started from.
Yeah, you want to make sure you're sticking to some of those historical facts.
Yes.
Because, you know, with a living history exhibit, you're going to have to take some liberties, you know, with clothing and things like that. But I like the fact that you guys are putting so much time and effort into researching this. Like you said, this is a process for you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's been a process. We've been planning it for months now, so we're super excited for next weekend.
Now, let's say there's someone out there listening right now. They want to get involved, but they're just kind of on the fence on whether or not they should come. What would you say to encourage them to come out and check out this exhibit?
I say, please come out and check out this exhibit. You're definitely going to learn something new. You're going to make so many great memories. It's going to be something that you're going to want to keep coming back to year after year. You're also going to be able to meet all of the museum board members, and those people play such a crucial role in helping keep Helper's history alive.
And, you know, it's always good to get involved with these local boards, help kind of shape the direction you want to see these things go. Because it's hard to lead without ideas coming from the public. So come out, check it out, get involved with the museum board. Now, Ruth, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
I just want to say thank you guys so much. Please come out and join us. It's going to be such a great time. We've worked really hard on this, and we're excited to see all of your faces. Helper on Saturday, July 19th is going to have such a big day. So it's not just the museum. You can come check out all of the other events going on, and we're just one portion of it. We'll be serving ice cream and drinks, and we're going to have a really good time.
Well, Ruth, it was a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, yes. That was Ruth Lee from the Helper Museum Board. We're talking about Helper Museum's Time Hop coming up Saturday, July 19th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Free entry, but donations are appreciated. Come on, check it out. Learn a little more about the history of our area. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.